Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 90 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. Although, when I first recorded with our guest today, we were not at the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters. We were at the LEAD Conference in Cleveland, Cleveland, Ohio. And so my guest today is Stephanie DeMichael, and we did this presentation called, I mean, you know me and how I like to ditch things. So we both decided that we need to ditch exams and like not like totally ditch them like they're bad completely, but like maybe some things about them that we can ditch and some things that we can do differently. And so that's kind of what we've got today. So Stephanie, hello, can you tell all the good people who you are and what you do?
Hey everybody. Yes, my name is Stephanie DeMichael. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, where I'm an educational consultant, an instructional coach, and a speaker. If you want to learn more about me, you can find me at stephaniedemichael.org. My last name's weird to spell, so it's stephaniedemichael.org.
Awesome. Very good. And so this presentation that we did, I was kind of surprised at like how many people were there. There was a decent amount of people at it. So there must be some demand for ditching exams, or at least the way that they are. And you've noticed the way that I have too, that it seems like, you know, much like homework and much like some other traditions that we have in schools, it's like tests are something that we've done for such a long time and we continue to do them because that's the way that it's always been done. But doing tests in the traditional way doesn't always get the results that we want, does it?
Right. Well, exactly. Yeah. When I walk into, and first of all, I need to thank you because I feel like I partially bullied you into doing this presentation.
Nope. It needs to be done. Nope.
A lot of times when I work with teachers, my first question is always, how do you know what they know? Meaning the kids, how do you really know that they learned something? And they'll be like, oh, well, here are the tests. And I'm like, well, okay, but you could be a good guesser, especially things with like multiple choice. So for example, back in the day, when I needed to make money to help pay for college tuition, I literally worked for a company, I'm not going to name it, but it taught me to teach kids how to beat the ACT and SAT. Basically, you know, look for these kinds of things, learn how to guess smart. And I got really good at teaching it, but I also got really good at test taking. I was always that kid who could take a test. And did really well by guessing. So you're really not getting an indicator of that I learned something. And so when I tell that story to teachers, they're like, okay, great stuff. You're awesome. Thanks for giving me more work. Now, how do I do this? Yeah. And I always say, let's try to put the onus of learning on the students because that's where it should be in the first place. So I try to keep it as simple as possible. And it's always let them show what they know. So, yeah. And the simplest way I can do it, you know, you walk into any classroom and you'll see those I can statements that are based on the Common Core standards. And so I encourage teachers, I wrote a blog post about it and it was really well received about, hey, listen, start turning your I can statements into I can questions. Okay. So instead of I can multiply mixed fractions, can I multiply mixed fractions? Mm-hmm. Show me. You figure it out, kiddos. You figure out how you want to show me. Obviously, give them a couple options, you know, presentation, podcast, reps, song, whatever, but show me, because creativity is the highest level on Bloom's taxonomy. And I tell teachers the plus side, guess what? You're not grading so much anymore. You're getting your time back and the kids are having fun and it's and everyone's happy, I guess is the way, yeah. The easiest way I can say that.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I totally agree with that. I've always felt that, you know, we want to see the culmination of our student learning all in one place. And like, is there a better and different way to do that? I think that's the big question for me. And, you know, I look at what the world rewards? What does the world look at and what does the world reward? And a lot of times, you know, I talk about Spanish because I taught in the high school Spanish classroom, and I know that there are no verb conjugation quizzes in the real world, you know, but
or trifold boards, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Everybody's got their thing. You know, for me, it's verb conjugation quizzes. For you, it's trifold boards.
Right.
And yeah, so it's like, how can we make that demonstration of the skill a little bit better of a reflection of what the world rewards? And that was part of our presentation, was that we had some examples of how you could do that differently than something like a multiple choice test. So Steph, do you want to give them one of the examples that you had?
Sure. So I'm a big fan of borrowing. I was a high school English teacher, and Shakespeare is my favorite. So like, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So I would love to come up with more original ideas, and I do, but I also like to take someone's idea out there and tweak it a little bit. So for example, from Casey Bell, I learned how to start making choice boards, tic-tac-toe boards and choice boards, where, you know, there's a task, but students have nine different ways or three different ways out of nine options to show it. And seriously, anybody out there, just Google Casey Bell choice or tic-tac-toe boards or choice boards. And from Tommy Spall, also on Twitter, I learned about digital menus. So again, it's still not, hey, everybody, let's go out there and just let them go like free range chickens, but giving them some guidance, because sometimes too many choices or too much freedom, it is detrimental to students, especially younger ones, because they don't know what to do. So that's why I always like to start when I'm talking to teachers about getting kids to show what they know. Choice menus, tic-tac-toe boards. That's my first stop on the train.
Yeah, yeah, those are so good. In fact, I just got done talking to Casey this week about this very thing in a recording we're doing for the QCraft Ditch Summit, which is kind of like a free online conference for teachers that will be open from July 25th through August 10th. And And so she was talking about those very things, about the choice menus and about Tommy's digital menu for student creation, all of that same stuff. So if anybody wants to check that out, you can go to q.org/ditch and get more information about it. In addition to that, to give you another link, if you're listening, we have a bit.ly link to the slides for our presentation. So if you want to dive a little bit deeper on all this, you can go to bit.ly, so that's bit.ly/ditch exams, all lowercase. And so that will give you a bunch more examples. Now, the one that I wanted to share real quick here is one called Caption This, which I believe I've shared on the podcast. If not, you can always go to ditchthattextbook.com and go to ditchthattextbook.com/captionthis to get lots and lots of details about this. But the idea is to find an image that relates to your content that you're working through. And then to, you know, for me, it's either Google Drawings or Google Slides, usually Google Drawings. I'll have students add a speech bubble over the heads of the people that are in the image. And so what that does is instead of just asking for them to recall facts, what we're doing is we're putting them in the shoes of the characters and saying, you know, what do you think they're thinking at this moment? What do you think they're saying at this moment? That kind of thing. And so just by changing that perspective, we move up Webb's depth of knowledge just little by little. And then there's even a part down at the bottom where we can say, I think this person thinks this because, and then they're justifying their thinking, which further moves it up. So I think those are better ways for kids to take information out of their brain and show how they understand the way that it is in the world, rather than just going with the multiple choice test. So, and Steph, I think, and I think that you would agree with this, that it is within all of us to change the way that we do tests, even if we just do it little by little and take baby steps, right?
Yeah, little baby steps. And I encourage everyone who's listening seriously to go to bit.ly/ditch exams, because we've got those slides there with links to examples of things that you can certainly try out. Besides that, we've got let students make their own eBooks, let students make infographics. again, the can I can idea, and some research supporting the fact that, you know what, those tests, yeah, and I get it, we've got the state tests, but getting students to think critically and creatively actually does allow them to see things differently when they do take the test. Like you said at the beginning, there's always going to be a place for standardized testing, and there's going to be a place for the, you know, multiple choice. We're just asking that it doesn't have to be solely a multiple choice, you know, that it's okay, Here are your quizzes, here's your end of unit test. Try and change it up, I guess, and especially as we're getting ready to start a new school year. Think about my best advice, and if we're talking baby steps, think about 4 end of unit tests that maybe you give. And change them up. Try and ditch the exam. Try and ditch those 4 exams and come up with something where students can create.
Yep. That's good advice. Steph, this has been great. Little mini encapsulated version of what we did in the whole presentation. And hopefully this has been useful to folks. And thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks so much, Matt. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.